Blog Talk Radio.
Probably surprised to hear me broadcasting on a Sunday, but we have made the decision to start a segment of Daphne's New Day radio show, yes, on a Sunday evening. So sit back, relax, grab your dessert, grab your water, and spend the next 90 minutes with us. The Sunday segments will focus on stories that will help you to reinvent your life or give you an opportunity to share some of the adversities that you have overcome on your journey of empowerment and success. I am extremely supercharged for this segment today because I have someone from the sunny island of Jamaica, someone who has reinvented her life. And I tell you, you must grab your pads and paper because there will be some insights for you to document. I want to tell you that the chat room is up. And if you have questions and you don't feel like calling in, you can type your questions, although I would much rather you calling in. And the number to call in is 1-646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And that's the number to call in. Now, without any further delay, I want to bring to you live from the sunny island of Jamaica, Miss Sharon Thomas. Sharon, good evening, and how are you?
Good evening, Daphne. I am wonderfully well. It's so nice to be talking to you on your first Sunday program.
Thank you. It is just a blessing, you know. God is doing wonderful things, and I am a servant, and wherever he directs me, I like to be obedient and to follow through. So he placed it on my heart to do a Sunday segment to focus on the things that you have heard me mention. And what an honor and privilege it is to enter into this conversation with you. I know you and I spoke briefly, so I kind of know some of your story, and I am psyched about what the listeners are about to hear, and whether they are listening live or they are listening on the archive, I know that they will be empowered. So thank you for taking time out on this gorgeous Sunday evening from your family to invest in the vision that God has given me. So again, I want to thank you, Sharon.
And I thank you, Daphne, for this opportunity to share my story with others and hope that it will inspire them and encourage them at the start of this new year to really reinvent their lives or take a chance that perhaps they have been putting off.
Amen. Thank you so much. Why don't you take this opportunity to just introduce yourself to the listeners? Tell them who Sharon Thomas is. Tell them about your humble beginnings. I mean, how you grew up and all of that. Tell them about your early days.
Okay, I'd be happy to. My life has really been blessed. I am part of a small family, mother, father, and an older sister. We're a very close-knit family, and I had a really happy and blessed childhood. One of the things that I feel particularly grateful for is that both my parents encouraged me to follow my dreams and that there was nothing that I could not achieve if I really wanted it. So that was really my foundation. However, even with that, I always had some kind of doubt about myself as to whether I really could accomplish what I set out to do. But despite that, I'm the type of person who I always follow my heart, even when it feels perhaps risky and all practical indications would point in another direction. If my heart tells me this is the way you're to go, I always follow it. And as a result, I've led a pretty interesting life. After I graduated from university, I went and taught in France for a year. I taught English to French children. And then I came back home, but couldn't settle. I was feeling very restless. So I went back to Europe. This time I was living in Belgium, and I worked in various embassies. And then I realized that where I wanted to be was back home in Jamaica. So I came back home and was working with an aluminium company for a while. And then I was offered a job in advertising. And even though I knew nothing about advertising, I jumped at the chance to explore something new and to enter a profession that was completely foreign to me. As it turned out, it was a marvelous company. My boss was just a wonderful person, and I was able to learn pretty much all aspects of the advertising industry, which I absolutely loved. So I had no thought of leaving advertising. I thought I would retire from that job. But, you know, when you open yourself to the divine and allow it to guide your steps, then all kinds of wonderful things can happen. Mm-hmm. And I guess that is what I want to share with you and your listeners this evening, how it is that I moved from advertising to what I am now doing, which is massage therapy and energy work.
Sharon, I don't want you to go there yet, because okay. I need to have people transition to where you are now. Because I am sure that people who are listening are thinking, she got to be nuts. She traveled the world, basically. She worked in high places. And yet, she she's talking about following her heart and doing this and doing that. You know, she got to be nuts. But although you were in those high-powered jobs, from what I mm-hmm. gathered from our conversation yesterday, there was still a void in your life. There was something missing. You had that feeling?
No, I didn't, actually. I loved advertising. I loved the work that I was doing. It was a company that was very progressive, very people-oriented. My clients were nice. I enjoyed every aspect of it, and the fact that no 2 days were alike. Every day brought something new and different. Mm-hmm. So I really had no plans to leave advertising.
Right.
But you
were experiencing an extremely rewarding career to the point where you were up not only for a promotion but to reap the advantage of partnership. Am I right?
That's right. I was appointed the first female director of the company, and I was offered a partnership in the company. Mm-hmm. So I was doing very well. Mm-hmm. I was very happy in mm-hmm. my job and in my life at the time.
Mm-hmm. But one day, you had an aha moment. Something happened. What happened?
Okay, one day, this was in 1995. It was towards the end of the year, which is a time when I do what I call stock taking, which is look back at the year and the things I was happy about and the things I weren't terribly happy about, and really setting my goals for the new year, what I wanted to achieve. And on this particular occasion in 1995, I thought, well, where do I see myself 5 years down the line, expecting that I would see myself as a partner in the advertising firm? And I didn't see advertising at all. It didn't come up. And I thought, this is interesting. Something else seems to be going on. And I knew, don't ask me how, but I just knew that there was something else that I would be doing in 5 years' time. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea. But I knew without any doubt at all that I would recognize it when I saw it. And so I started to pray. Sorry?
When you said, Sharon, that mm-hmm. when you were doing taking and working on your goals for the coming year, and you said you noticed that advertising did not come up at all, would you like to expand on that for the listeners?
I'll try. I have been a long-time meditator. So mm-hmm. part of my prayer work, I go into meditation and really just try and still my busy thoughts and try to listen to God's guidance and God's direction and what it is that is God's plan for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the clearest I can say. It's just to sit in silence, mm-hmm. still in my conscious mind, my everyday thoughts, mm-hmm. And get into a place where I can, in fact, hear God's guidance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So based on what you have just said to me, I think it mm-hmm. is safe in saying that spirituality plays an important role in your life?
Yes, it does. It mm-hmm. is front and center in my life
mm-hmm.
and has been for many, many years.
Right. I was going to ask you, at what stage of your life did you begin to embrace this phenomena of spirituality?
At what? I would say from birth. that probably sounds strange. Let me explain.
No?
I have always felt God's presence in my
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer you, I have consciously sought God and opened myself to God.
Mm-hmm.
I would say from the time I was 22,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was living in France at the time,
mm-hmm.
And I, without any family, I was there on my own, far from Jamaica, of course, and things that were familiar. And I guess because of the distance from home and family,
mm-hmm.
God became much more important, and
mm-hmm.
I leaned on God's guidance and God's mm-hmm. direction in my life more
mm-hmm.
completely.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say probably from the age of 22, when
mm-hmm.
I was on my own in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As I listen to how you explain this journey, it also presents to me that your upbringing and your parents plays an important role in your life. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. They're very crucial. They're very important to me. I feel blessed that they are still alive and in good health,
mm-hmm.
and that I have lived long enough, and they have lived long enough for me to really appreciate and value them. Because
mm-hmm.
I do feel that when you have good parents, as I have, you tend to take them for granted.
Mm.
You tend to take the loving and the encouragement and the nurturing for granted, because
mm-hmm.
that's all you've ever known or been exposed
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel very grateful and very blessed that they have lived long enough and I have lived long enough to grow up and realize how remarkable they are as people, and really how wonderful and nurturing they have been to me as my parents.
Mm-hmm. And Sharon,
mm-hmm.
for those parents who are listening now, what would you tell them? Because now parenting is so challenging, and parents oftentimes are not taking the time to listen to their children. And I heard you mention that from growing up, you know that there was something special about you as a person growing up and what God wanted you to do. And this is an extremely difficult conversation for most parents to have with their children, especially in today's society. A lot of times parents will say, well, if it has to kill me, you're going to go to college. And I'm not saying that college is a bad thing, but
mm-hmm.
oftentimes kids are shoved in a system that they are not ready for. And I think if parents would listen sometimes, they would kind of support the children where they are, to help them to give birth to that purpose that God has called them to. What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say, I grew up in a different time.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the 50s and the 60s, where I guess it was a slower and a gentler time.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do think that people who choose to be parents face pressures of raising, you know, decent, well-adjusted children, regardless
mm-hmm.
of what might be happening in the wider society.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your first question, I can only say, and I am not myself a parent, so I'm speaking of really how I was parented
mm-hmm.
By my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And my view is that they set their intention as to the kind of parents that they wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, both myself and my sister were planned. We didn't just, you know, pop up.
Happen.
And they said, goodness, you know, we're about to have a child. They wanted children. They planned. And they set their intention as to the kind of parents that they wanted to be. And this, I believe, was informed by the kind of people that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, how they were parented.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they had good examples, I guess, as to how to parent. But I think the key thing is they set their intention as to the kind of parents that they wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they themselves are very much in love with each other. Even now, and last September, they celebrated their 61st wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
So they are,
what a blessing.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I'll pass it on to my parents.
It's a
and
blessing.
They're each other's best friend, even today.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
In addition to setting their intention, they also provided me with the example of what it is to be good people.
Yes.
And to be respectful adults, because my mother doesn't drive. So my father would drive her everywhere.
Wow.
And every time my father drove my mother, she always thanked him.
Yes.
No, he would do it anyway. But this
exactly.
is how she was raised.
Yes.
My
yes.
mother would prepare the meals, the dinner in the evening, and at the end of every meal, my father thanked my mother.
Yes.
So this
yes.
was the example that I grew up with, of not just love, but that respect.
Yes,
that
and appreciation.
They had for each other. Exactly.
So
I think the main thing is, it's to set your intention as to the kind of parent that you want
yes.
to be.
Yes.
And then and then live it, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
How you live your life.
Exactly.
That is more powerful to a child than any words or any injunction about how you should behave. It's actually how your parents treat each other.
Or any stuff that you could pile on them. Because in today's society, parents are doing 3-4 jobs to give the kids the stuff. And to be honest, that's not what the kids need. They need you. They need you, the person, to be in their lives and not all the stuff that you are giving them. And that's what our children are missing nowadays. You know, so it's
yes,
not.
In fact, I'll give you an example. Because my mother worked all her life. When she retired, I was already 30 years old. So I grew up with a mother who went to work, just as my father went to work every day. However, remember I was talking about their intention. They set their intention as to the kind of parent that they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a lot of talk nowadays about parents spending quality time with their children. Well, when I was growing up, that term hadn't been coined.
That's right.
But looking back, I see that my mother built in quality time. For instance, every morning she would comb my hair, and that was our time, just the
together.
Two of us together. Yes. And that's when we would have our conversations. It wasn't an enormous amount of time, but it was rich. She was very present to me, and I was her only focus.
That's right.
And it was during those times that, you know, I would read the classics, because I would read to her while she was braiding my hair.
Oh, sweet, yeah.
And stuff would come up, and I would say, Mommy, what about so-and-so? And that would be the basis of a meaningful conversation. But it's only in hindsight. It happened very seamlessly.
That's
and,
right.
But she, that was the kind of parent that she intended to be.
That's right.
To spend time with her children, getting to know them and what was important to them. And that is how she imparted a lot of her wisdom and, you know, how to be a decent human being.
Sharon, catch a sip of water there for your throat. I just want to remind the listeners that they can call in whenever their heart moves them to. The number is 646-915-8166. Let us hear from you. My guest is Miss Sharon Thomas from the sunny island of Jamaica. And we are here this evening because Sharon is sharing her story so that you can position yourself to reinvent your lives in 2011. Okay, so, all right, Sharon, let us fast forward and let us reconnect to the section where you were up for a partnership in the advertising company. You were doing good. You had learned the ins and outs of advertisement, and you were doing fantastic. Yet something happened.
Yes. As I said, I was doing my usual annual review, and I was meditating, and I asked myself, where do I see myself in 5 years' time? And I sat in silence, waiting for God's guidance, expecting to see something related to advertising. And advertising wasn't there. I didn't see what was there, but I knew with the utmost certainty that I would know it when I saw it. And for the next 2 years, there was nothing. There was no indication, no hint of what that might be. But still I had faith that I would know it when I saw it or when I heard it. Mm-hmm. And I had faith that God was guiding me on the path that I was on. And in God's good time, I would have revealed to me what it is that I am meant to be doing.
So, Sharon, what you're saying here, in this reinvention process, this is a process that asks for patience and tolerance and even endurance of time. Is this what you're telling us?
Yeah, it asks for patience, but also faith. Faith that you are being guided, that the information that you need will be revealed to you in the right way, at the right time, and in a manner that is clear to you and that you will understand.
And, you know, I am so in agreement with you about being still, especially as a female. We tend to create such busy lives. And I say create because a woman refuses, majority of women refuses to take some quiet time. And they will create things to do to avoid that quiet time, because I think that most women think that they do not deserve it. And as I tell my clients, that it is during those quiet times that we get most of our powerful revelation as what needs to take place in our lives. And it's the same thing I hear you saying here. Because you didn't just get a journal and write things down. You went in the stillness of time, seeking and to listen to your greatest advisor. And you waited and waited and waited.
That's very true. That's so true. What you said, I totally endorse it. Quiet time is probably the most important gift that we can give ourselves. And I think one of the things that keeps people, and as you say, women especially, from investing in quiet time is that they feel that they need an hour or 2 hours. 5 minutes of quiet time can make all the difference to your day.
Exactly. I tell my clients all the time, I say, don't feel badly. Sit down, put your feet up, and do nothing. Nothing. Because you find out that that 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 minutes that you have invested in your life will add value not only to you, but to all the other people that you are responsible for. You know, we as women, we wear so many different hats. And we have to understand that unless we are experiencing an overflow, we are not positioned to do any of the other things that we are responsible for. So we need to position ourselves where we experience quality overflow so we can be blessed to bless others.
Absolutely, because really you can only give what you have.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and
right.
If you deplete yourself, then you have nothing to give.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, we should think of quiet time in the way that we think of going to the gas station to put gas in our cars. You wouldn't drive your car endlessly and never replenish the gas tank.
That's right.
But we
That's
think
right.
that we can run without gas. We can't.
Exactly.
We can't.
Exactly.
We have to pull into the spiritual service station.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Top up our tanks.
That's right. I tell you, Sharon, if you and I were to end this conversation right now, whomever listened just to this statement would have been empowered. Because that is so powerful, what you have just said. So, you're welcome. When you went seeking, up to 2 years later, nothing happened.
Nothing
but
happened, but
you
have to understand that.
You knew something was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I knew that I would know it when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be clear and unmistakable, because that is how I asked for the guidance to come, in a way that would be clear to me.
That's
even
right.
Even if it wasn't clear to anybody else, but in a way that would be clear to me.
That's
but you
right.
have to understand that in those 2 years, it wasn't onerous, because mm-hmm. I loved advertising. I loved what I was doing. So the 2 years went by very quickly. I was
like
busy.
6 months.
I was
mm-hmm.
engaged. I was enjoying what I was doing. I was enjoying my work and found it fulfilling.
And then mm-hmm. go ahead.
No, I said, and then 2 years later, I had taken home the newspapers because I hadn't had a chance to read it. These are the Friday papers. I'd taken
mm-hmm.
it home Friday evening because I hadn't had a chance to look at it. My day was just too busy.
Right.
And so the following morning, the Saturday morning, I was flipping through, and my eye caught an ad for a shiatsu massage workshop. Now, you have to understand, this ad was one column inch wide.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the bottom of the page, a left-hand page by the crease. You hear what I'm saying? I was not
that's
supposed
not a place
to see
anybody
this ad.
Want their ad to be positioned, but anyhow, that's
exactly.
where it was.
Exactly. But it might as well have been a full page, full color, right-hand page ad.
On the front
it
page.
It leapt out at me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it, I said, this is it.
Mm.
This is it. And I called the number in the ad,
mm-hmm.
and they said that it was the Saturday and the Sunday. Well, I already had commitments for the Saturday. So I said to myself, well, I'll go on Sunday, and that's the day that I'm to go.
Mm-hmm.
As it turned out, the workshop that they had on Saturday was something completely different. It was a workshop on Sunday that I attended that was about shiatsu massage.
Wow.
And at that workshop, I met a fabulous lady, because I got there early and she got there early and we started talking. And she told me that in 3 weeks' time, she would be starting a course in basic massage therapy. And I immediately said, sign me up. And we exchanged telephone numbers, and I got her address. And so I realized that Spirit had been working on this all along for 2 years. And it wasn't that, because once you make your request, Spirit responds. But I needed the preparation.
That's right.
I needed the confluence of events so that when I saw this ad and knew that this was it, that person would also be at the workshop, that we would both get there early so we could have this conversation. Mm. And just 3 weeks' time, I started my training in basic massage therapy.
Wow. If I can take you back to that day when you read that ad, can you relive that moment? Can you just state for us that feeling that went through you? Can you relive that moment, what it felt like?
You know, when you see something or hear a beautiful piece of music and you get God bumps, it's like you're kind of electrified.
Mm.
That was how I felt. And I just knew. I said, this is it. This is it.
Wow.
So there was a tremendous feeling of excitement and joy and gratitude that it had been revealed, and also that I had recognized the information that Spirit had sent me.
Because what you asked for was delivered to you on a golden platter. You asked for it to be clear so you could recognize it. And it couldn't get any clearer. It was visible.
Not at all.
It was electrified. It went through your system. So not only were you reading it, you were feeling it as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is so true. And I just knew, I mean, at a cellular level, I knew this is it. This is the answer. This is what I'm meant to be doing. This is my new path.
So from that day when you identify that, I want you to use this opportunity to walk us through the process. Because now you found what you want, you still have that high-profile corporate job, you're having fun, you're making good money. But now, you were delivered what you asked for. So what was the process like from that time?
Well, as it turned out, the hours of the class, they were in the evening, were perfect for me. I was able to leave the office and get to classes in a comfortable time frame. First they did a kind of theoretical overview and history of massage, and it wasn't until the second class that you actually start to work on somebody. And Daphne, I can tell you, the first time that I put my hands on somebody, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just following what the instructor was saying. But the first time that my hands were positioned on somebody, I knew that this is why I had been created. And I knew that everything that I had done in my life previously was to prepare me and to lead me to this moment. I knew I had come home.
Sharon, you just spoke that, and it gave me the chills, because my career is a true testament of what you just said. Wherever I go, whether I am in a casual conversation with someone or not, that's the feeling I get. I tell you, week before last, I was coming down to Jamaica to go to a funeral, and I was at the airport. I was talking all that was happening at the airport. And yes. there was a gentleman who was sitting behind me on the floor charging his cell phone. And he heard me on the telephone speaking with my niece in Jamaica. And after I hung the telephone up, he said to me, "That was a strong Jamaican accent." And I said to him, "That was an extremely strong Trinidadian accent." And Sharon, the rest is history, because for the entire night at the airport, the man spent telling me about his life and what's happening in his life. And he did not get on the flight the next morning. He was going to Chicago. I was going to Jamaica. Uh-huh. He saw me walk into the restaurant in the airport. He ran me down and sat and we spoke again for another 4 hours. So
oh
I
my
know
goodness.
Exactly what you are talking about. And
yes.
people don't understand what it means to operate in their calling. That's it. And they understand that we can't run from it. When
no.
you connect with it, you know it. It fits right. It tastes good. It feels good. It smells good. And you eat, live, sleep, breathe it.
Yes,
so
and
I'm
in fact,
you
know it's your calling when it's not just what you do, it's who you are.
Amen. 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 Mm-hmm. I want to welcome guest number 10504. Welcome to the show. And let us, you know, call us here. The number is 646-915-8166. You are listening to Miss Sharon Thomas out of Jamaica. Yes, Sharon. So you position your hand on a person and transformation
yes.
took place.
Absolutely. That was the beginning. That was the beginning. And everything that I did, it felt so comfortable. And even though I had never done massage before, but I found it easy to learn. It's like my hands had an intelligence that I didn't know. It was almost like remembering something that I had forgotten.
Mm. And so what was the process after that? How did you exit corporate? I mean, what were the steps that you had to take and, you know, bring us through that emotional time?
Okay, well, the basic course was for 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. And as part of the course, you have to do 180 hours of practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that also happened very easily and very quickly. I didn't have to, you know, run down people and tie them to a massage table.
Oh, yeah,
people just
want that stuff.
Came forward, you know, for me to practice on.
Mm-hmm.
So I completed that successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And then a month later, I was talking with a friend, and she mentioned that she was going to be offering a course in advanced massage therapy the following month. And I said, "I'm there. Sign me up."
Mm. Mm.
This was a 14-month, very intense course. And again, my working life accommodated my course of study because in the advertising business, it's not always a regular 9-to-5.
Right.
Sometimes you have to work until even 10 o'clock at night or on weekends.
Exactly. Or even home.
But
yep.
while I was studying massage therapy, the universe just organized it so that I was always able to make my classes on time and able to do the studying that was required as well.
Mm-hmm.
However, after I graduated, I started doing massage therapy, really just part-time on the weekends. And my plan was that I would continue in advertising for another 5 or 6 years doing massage therapy on the weekends, until I had built up a clientele so that I could move from advertising to massage therapy full-time with a full load of clients, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
be able to earn my money without missing a beat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, man proposes and God disposes. God had other plans for me.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 months after I had completed my advanced massage therapy training, I was out at a nightclub, in fact, one Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a nightclub is noisy. In
mm-hmm.
the midst of all this noise, a voice said clearly in my head, "You cannot serve two masters."
Mm-hmm.
And I said out loud, "You're right." That was
mm-hmm.
a Friday. The Monday morning, I handed in my letter of resignation.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a regular clientele. My most regular clienteles were my family, who I could always call out and say, you know,
mm-hmm.
"I need to do a massage. Bring your body here."
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have an established clientele.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you pray for something, when God brings it to you, you just follow. You know that you're being guided. And
mm-hmm.
so I had no second thought. I had no qualms about handing in my letter of resignation. I just knew not only that it was the right thing to do, but it was at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't even mm-hmm. occur to me that I am stepping out into a new career
mm-hmm.
with no clients, really.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew that it was the right time and that God would guide me, because God had been guiding me all along the way.
During all of this process, were
mm-hmm.
you, every time you would get an insight as to what you need to do and the step that you need to take, were you discussing them with other people and seeking their approval? Tell me about that, because there are a lot of people, God is speaking to them, and they're not obedient, they're not listening, and they go tell Dick, Tom, Harry, and everybody. And people say, "Oh, you crazy to be giving up your good job with benefits and good money to do what?" Were you discussing this with other people?
There were two people that I spoke to. But, you see, I was very clear that I was being guided. And there, too, I was guided as to whom I should share this information with. And so the two people to whom I mentioned it were fully supportive. And I didn't sort of broadcast it and let more people know
mm-hmm.
until after I had resigned, after I had left the company and had started doing massage therapy full time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am aware that, and this is not to disparage anybody, but you don't cast pearls before swine.
Exactly. That's,
you know,
the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
And I feel very clear about the fact that when you open yourself to guidance comes fully. So
I was not
only guided as to what I should do, but I was guided as to with whom I should share what I was
exactly.
doing and,
exactly.
and my plans and my decisions and
right.
how I was going to act.
That's right.
You know?
And that's why it is very important when we chose confidants, mentors, coaches, and supporters. Those are selected people that you seek guidance as to who do I place in these positions. Because as you say,
exactly.
you can't cast pearls before swines. Because I
mm-hmm.
tell people, would you feed a pig on your china with your crystal? No, you look for a trough to feed them on. And so I said to them, if you won't feed pigs on your linen tablecloth with your crystal and china, why are you taking your vision and calling to them? They have never done anything in their lives, and they don't want you to do anything either.
Yes.
So, you had two people in your power team who supported you, and you went to the end. You heard that voice spoke to you that you cannot serve two masters at the same time. And you went, you resigned, and now the secret is out. And what did people say to you? Okay, Sharon, just hold for me. We have a caller. Can you stick a pin? Let me get the caller.
Certainly.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Your last four digits are 8522. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
I am Tasca Hare. I'm calling from Kingston, Jamaica.
Hello, Dr. Hare. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Quite an interesting show this afternoon.
Thank you so much for calling in from the sunny island of Jamaica.
I'll send you some.
Thank you. Oh, yes, what an amazing woman Sharon is.
Yes. I was just listening to the conversation, and the part that struck me most was when Sharon shared that her parents, set their intention to have children.
Yes. Yes.
And how during the time of combing her hair, how that was her and her mother time for, I call it, bonding.
Bonding, yes.
Yes, and I like that as a social worker and someone that really do parenting seminars, you know.
Yes.
These little things are things that children will always remember. Those,
you cannot
those moments.
Yes, yes. Because
those moments.
You know, Dr. Aaron, the work that I do and you do, and oftentimes people will say, I'm busy, I don't have time. I say, you can five and 10 minutes. And no, I don't know how old Sharon is, but a child going to elementary school can recall in 2011 something that happened between her mother and herself. It does not get any more powerful than that.
Well,
you know?
Yes, and even at the point where she's sharing, following her heart, following her dreams.
Yes.
Many of us as parents, we want our kids to be doctors and lawyers. And even when they feel that inner nudge, or they begin to have a relationship with God and they feel that God is calling them into something else, we resent it because we want our kids to be what society sees as success.
Yes.
Doing a lawyer, being a medical doctor, being in academia, being at the top of the corporate scale.
Mm-hmm.
But the
mm-hmm.
truth is we never really find our peace until we find our true purpose and what God has called us to be.
Amen. 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 I just want to thank you for affirming the conversation, because there are too many people out in our world today who is watching society and following the Joneses instead of following their hearts. I tell people all the time, you need to stop listening to your head and focus on your heart, because your heart is where the authentic messages come from.
Well, Dr. Hudson, Clark Hudson, continue the good work, and I'm still tuning in.
Thank you so much, and I look forward, Dr. Hare, to our conversation on Wednesday.
Okay. Blessings.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, bye. That was Dr. Tasca Hare, who is also calling from Jamaica. Yes. So back to you, Sharon.
Yes, what a joy to hear Tasca.
Yes, isn't it amazing? She's another phenomenal woman who is doing a great work. And I'm just so thankful to God for bringing both of you in my life and to have you invest in the vision that he has called me to carry out. So I'm so happy that
she took the
time to call in. And you know what she says is so truthful, because, I mean, you're an adult now and you can recall and those intimate moments. And nobody can ever rob you of those.
That's true. Also, I have no qualms about telling my age. I'm 57.
All right. You're still a baby. 57 years young. You are still
Bless
a baby.
Your heart.
Still a baby. Still a baby. Yes. So let us pick up back where we were before Dr. called in. And we were talking about... Now go ahead.
Oh, gosh. What was I talking about?
Okay.
Oh, yes. I said that I had, there were two people that I had shared my path with before I, as it were, went public.
Yes.
Well, after I had resigned and left my job, obviously I told my family. My sister is one of my confidants. And she was very supportive and encouraging. But it wasn't until after I had handed in my letter of resignation that I told my parents. And my parents are wonderful and they're very supportive, but I could see them gulp and metaphorically clutch their hat. And my mother, who will always express stuff that my father is probably thinking, but... will not see.
Yeah.
Said,
yeah.
How could you do this? You're leaving your good job.
Good job with benefits.
They offered you a partnership. How could you do this? And I said to her, I said, Mommy, God has guided me to this, and God will continue to guide me.
That's
so
right.
After that, I'm not saying that I totally allayed her fears.
That's right. Because she's a mother
too.
But she
didn't pursue it. And in fact, she became one of my biggest supporters and would tell anybody and everybody what a wonderful massage therapist is. And she set about trying to get me clients and work.
She's saying in her heart, you know, I better get busy and get her some clients.
Yes.
Yes.
No doubt. No doubt.
Amazing. Amazing.
But
amazing.
In fact, that was the first time that I even thought that there may be an element of risk in what I was doing. I never really thought that, oh my goodness, I'm giving up, you know, a secure, well-paying job just to step out. It never honestly occurred to me. I just thought, well, God says this is what I'm meant to be doing and this is the time I'm meant to do it. And so I just said, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because you know it's not about the money. When you are operating in God's calling, money is not important, because when you do what you are sent to do, money cannot stay away from you. It has to.
Yes.
It's like a magnet. When you walk in your calling and purpose, it's like you put a magnet over a pinball. What it does, it just pulls all the pins up. And that's what it is about.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because one of the challenges that I faced when I was doing massage therapy full time was that I had to redefine my concept of work. Because to me, massage therapy wasn't work. It was my joy. It nourished and fulfilled me. It was my pleasure. I felt privileged that anybody would get on my table and allow me to enjoy myself so much. So it wasn't work, and I had to I had to redefine my concept of work, because for me, work was something that you did because you were raised right and you had an education and you didn't want to you know, filch off your parents all your life. So
mm-hmm.
as a responsible adult who has
mm-hmm.
been brought up properly, you went
mm-hmm.
out and you found a job and you earned your living, and
mm-hmm.
And at appropriate times, you take your vacation, which is your reward for, you know, going to work and
mm-hmm.
doing what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so now here I am, really without a job, without any work, because I'm not working. I'm enjoying myself every
day.
You're
having fun. Having fun.
Exactly.
Changing life.
I had to rethink and redefine what work is and what vacation is,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that my previous concept of work was completely erroneous.
Mm-hmm.
That work is not something that you do because you're a decent, upstanding citizen. Work
mm-hmm.
really is an expression of who you are.
That's
and
right.
that is what massage
That's
therapy is
That's
for
right.
me.
It's
not what I do. It's an expression of who I am.
Exactly. And it's you help people to find themselves and to come into who they are and to appreciate who they are, who they are created to be. And what
exactly.
better opportunity to have each morning when you wake up, you say, thank you, Lord, for putting people on my table that I will help to transform.
Yes.
Because you are helping
really
them to transform.
And to remember, because we were born knowing who we are, I believe, but then we forget, and the world
mm-hmm.
contributes to that forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've been blessed to be guided to this wonderful work so
mm-hmm.
that I can remind them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reminder is more powerful because usually the conscious mind is not engaged, because I work in massage therapy on the parasympathetic system. That's
mm-hmm.
the system that pumps our blood and digests our food and
mm-hmm.
heals our cuts and all that kind of stuff. It,
mm-hmm.
it operates without our conscious volition.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really where I touch them
mm-hmm.
and remind them, because that is where their memory is. And
mm-hmm.
so it's an opportunity for them to remember,
mm-hmm.
to remember, and to reconnect with who they really are. And it is such a joy and such a privilege and such a blessing for me
mm-hmm.
that, you know, every day is just wonderful.
I want to take this opportunity now to welcome Janet to the chat room. Janet, we're glad that you decide to spend this Sunday evening with us. And we would love to hear from you. So if you have a question or a remark or a comment about the conversation, please call us at 646-915-8166. Such a pleasure to have you here with us. Now, Sharon, since you have reinvented your life and you are now walking in your God-ordained calling and purpose, what does it feel like?
It feels like I am home all the time. And when I say home, I don't mean my physical home, my physical surroundings. But it feels that I am being true to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am opening myself to God's activity.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels comfortable. It just feels home.
You are where you belong.
And exactly.
This
That's
is
it.
Why
I'm where I belong.
Yeah, these are some of the feelings you have when you really make that connection. Because people going around chasing the almighty dollar and chasing their shadows and Monday morning, they're standing over the water cooler asking if it's Friday yet. When you're doing that, you know you're not operating in your true calling and purpose. And
yes,
we have to have faith and believe in the direction. And we are not talking about religion, but it is important to have a spiritual relationship that you are committed to help you to still yourself to understand the direction and the journey that you need to go on. Because the call is not ours. You
mm-hmm.
know, if you're going to depend on yourself,
yep.
you're going to mess up every time. But
yep.
when you connect
yep.
to the source, what is the, when
mm-hmm.
you want to do electric, you got to plug it in the socket, right?
Quite so.
It's the same with us. Once we are plugged into our source, everything will go right and go ease, with ease and with comfort.
Absolutely. And in connection with that, I just want to share something because, you know, I'm human. I still
mm-hmm.
live in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still subject to raised thought.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been times when, you know, I look at my week and I have maybe one or two appointments for that week
mm-hmm.
and a certain amount of anxiety sets in that, oh gosh, I have to make X amount this week.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I think like that, the phone doesn't ring.
That's right.
When
That's
I remind
right.
myself, when I remind myself that God is taking care of me,
mm-hmm.
and God did not guide me to this wonderful undertaking so that I would have to struggle and strain and worry about money. Then
That's
the phone
right.
rings. And my week fills up, and without me having to, you know, sit down and make a lot of calls and try and drum up business, people call me and it just happens like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to share that with you because it's so important. You've said it more than once that when you follow your path, when you listen to guidance and you follow it, whatever you need comes to you when you need it. And I have
mm-hmm.
certainly found that. I'm
mm-hmm.
not saying that, you know, I'm wealthy and rolling in dough.
Oh,
but for me,
hey, you are wealthy. When you look on all the lives that you have touched, you are a multi-billionaire.
Exactly. I was just going to say that wealth for me has a different connotation. It's
That's
not
right.
about, you know,
money.
Having a pile of money and investments
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's about the richness
mm-hmm.
of my life.
That's
and
right.
It's about being used by Spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know, and opening myself. And that is one of the things that I say every morning during my devotional period.
Mm-hmm.
I just ask God to use me, and I open myself, because asking is one thing, but then
mm-hmm.
having asked, you have to open yourself to be used.
That's right. That's right. Janet says she's grateful every day in her life that blessings come to her. And in order
Amen.
For the blessings to come to you, you got to be ready and open. It's like an opportunity. If you are not ready
right.
for an opportunity, no matter how it knocks, you are not going to
mm-hmm.
identify it. You know, I want you to think about this in the meantime. I'm going to share a story and give you opportunity to gather your thoughts. When I come back to you, I would like for you to share a list, if you may, of the people who are looking to reinvent their life. If you would create a list for them, what would it look like? And while you gather your thoughts on that, Sharon, I want to share a story that I heard from Aunt Ina just last week when I was in Jamaica. We were on our way from the Rockford Mineral Baths, and we were sharing in the car about how you know that you are indeed hearing from God. And she shared a story about a woman who she knows personally. And the woman was married to an older man, and the man abused her physically and mentally. And she was now pregnant, and he was abusing her again. And she got a vision that she should go back home to her parents' home. And she did not go because, you know, with the ego and pride and everything, and the abuse continued, mm-hmm. Then she got a second vision. And the Lord said, you need to go home to your parents. And she said, I don't have a job. I'm pregnant. How am I going to manage? I don't want to be a burden to my parents. And the Lord said, go home. Once you get there, I will give you the next thing to do. And she went home. The first night there, in a dream, the Lord told her that tomorrow morning she should go outside. And there is a white flower plant there. She should fill water, glass water bottle with water, and she should pick one white flower and lay it on the top of each bottle. And she should use that water to give people who will be coming to her, and she will help them to be healed. And she was never in want ever again after that time. Can you imagine if she was not obedient? She didn't have to do any advertising because people learned about her. And every Monday, she didn't have room for people because people were coming from across the island to her. So I just wanted to share that. And Janet says that the story, Dr. Daphne, the story you said is really my life. I'm in tears, she says. So even for us being on this segment today, Sharon, thank you, Janet, for sharing that, because I know the reason why God wants me to do this Sunday segment. And I know why God placed you, Sharon, on this first segment. I'm just so thankful. And Janet, you know, thank you for coming. And I want you to share this with other people that you know, that they can listen into this segment and that it can help them to reinvent their life. And we are so glad that we can be of service to you. So let's go on, because, oh my heavens, we don't know where the time goes when we are having fun. Can you imagine?
I was just thinking that.
Can you imagine when we are down to only 17 minutes? Can you imagine?
Yes.
Wow.
I was just thinking that last night when you said an hour and a half, and I thought, oh my goodness, what? How are we going to fill it? I don't have an hour and a half worth of talking me. And you said, don't worry. And so I trusted you because you know what you're doing. And here it is. As we say in Jamaica, the time has gone like Sammy's mouth.
Oh, yes. God knows what he's doing. And I know when I open my step, because I just sit in the chair, and a lot of people don't understand how come I do the TV show and the radio show, and I don't give my guests a list of questions, because I tell them, I said, I don't know what God wants me to ask you. I said, once you get on the air, he tells me what to ask you. So it is a privilege. Yes. So, yes, what would that list look like, Sharon?
First and foremost, you have to believe that there is a higher power, mm-hmm. that there is something greater than you, that you are always in contact with, because it created you, and having created you, it stays with you. So that's the first thing. You need that foundation. You need to have a belief, however faint, It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be rock solid.
That's
but
you
right. need to have that belief that there is a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that belief, I think, first of all, you talk to it. And because we're accustomed to talking and asking, mm-hmm. and less accustomed to listening mm-hmm. and being quiet, initially we ask and we ask and we ask and we ask. But I think when we ask sufficiently, after a while, we run out of questions or we mm-hmm. just get tired of asking. And that is when we become still and we listen. And that is when we can get guidance and hear God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how to recognize that it is God's voice or Spirit's voice, whatever you want to call it. I can only speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot speak for anybody else. But it is always information or mm-hmm. a knowing that is so absolute.
Mm.
There is no question, there is no doubt. It's always clear and absolute, and very often it's something that I never thought of and probably would never have thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that it's not my ego mind. It's not suggestion from anybody else. I know that it comes direct from source.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that when you do this often enough, when
mm-hmm.
when you talk to God often enough, and more importantly, when you listen to God often enough, you recognize guidance when it comes. It's like the first time you meet somebody, you've never heard their voice before, but each time you meet, you recognize the voice until eventually they call you up on the phone and they don't even have to identify themselves. You recognize that this voice is Daphne or this voice
mm-hmm.
is Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. That's the best that I can explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me,
mm-hmm.
that is bedrock. That is foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it goes from there. I think after that, it is an individual process. But that is common to all of us. You have
mm-hmm.
to believe in a higher power, and you have to seek it. And when you seek it, you find it. Because it is right with you. It goes no place. It's we who go someplace. We turn our
mm-hmm.
backs and wander off into the far country. But God is always there. And as we turn even a nanomillimeter, if there's such a measurement,
mm-hmm.
God is right there. We don't
mm-hmm.
even have to do a full 180.
Mm-hmm.
The least little turning that we do, God is there
mm-hmm.
front and center.
Mm-hmm.
And saying,
mm-hmm.
I am with you always unto the end of time. I will never
That's
leave
right.
you or forsake you. For
That's
you are
right.
my beloved, in whom I am well pleased.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, the people in the chat room are saying amen and thank you and all of that. And it is just an amazing, amazing, amazing story. And, you know, the people in the chat room are saying that is their story. They are just so elated about this. And, you know, I am just in awe. I am just in awe because, you know, God is so on time. He is so
Absolutely.
On time. Always
mm-hmm.
on time. Always mm-hmm. on time. Always on time. Always on time. So, now that you are a massage therapist, what are
mm-hmm.
some of the stories that your clients are sharing with you? What are some people telling you about their benefits?
Well, first of all, they always get off my table feeling very relaxed
mm-hmm.
And lighter. There is easement of pain. Sometimes the pain goes completely. In fact, just recently I had a client who had a pain in her shoulder, had difficulty mm-hmm. moving her arm back and over her head. And mm-hmm. after the session, She had full range of motion with no pain, and, you know, she was just feeling marvelous. So there have been a number of instances like that where, you know, I've worked on people, and afterwards I say, well, you know, how is your neck feeling? How is your back feeling? They say, neck? What neck? I don't have a neck. Meaning that there is no pain in their neck.
That's right. That's right. Well, next time I'm in Jamaica, I guess I have to set myself up for a massage.
I would love to give you a massage. It would be my pleasure and privilege and joy. I just want to say that I not only do massage therapy, but I do also energy work like Reiki and therapeutic touch and quantum touch. And I've had quite a bit of success with that. I had a client who, she, even though she was an adult, she had to be wearing braces. Mm-hmm. And every time that she went to have them tightened, her mouth was in agony. Mm-hmm. And I would go to her afterwards and do therapeutic touch on her. And the pain went. I mean, it was as though the braces hadn't been tightened. She was able to eat and forget about, you know, her mouth, really, mm-hmm. that there was any pain. And just last week, my father crushed his finger in the door at the apartment where he and my mother lives, and he was there rubbing it, and I said, no, don't touch it, give it to me. And again, I did therapeutic touch on it, which is really just clearing out the energy field, because when you have an injury like that, it means that there is a dissonance, if you will, in the energy field, and so I'm just clearing it out. And after 10 minutes, the pain went and he was fine. I called him later the night just to find out how his finger was. And he said, finger, what finger?
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the successes that I had.
Well,
I mean, there are more, but
guess what? You just land yourself another segment on the show, because you have to come back, because I don't understand about energy work, and I've heard a lot of negatives about it. And I would have to have you back on to give us some insight on that. So you just calm yourself onto another segment of the show.
I am blessed.
Oh, well, listen, I got to tell you this. Janet, who is in the chat room, she's currently Mrs. Asia, USA. So, congratulations.
Oh, wonderful. Congrats.
Oh, congratulations to you. I don't multitask.
Oh,
but I had to take the time to, and it's her first time to the show. And I hope she come back. Janet, how did you learn about the show? How did you learn about today's show? She's going to type it. I don't know if she's on my Twitter or anything like that. Tell me, Janet, how did you learn about the show today? Please type it. Or if you want to call in real quick so we can talk to you on the air, how did you learn about the show? We have another 6 minutes. Oh, wonderful. God bless. She was browsing the web. All right. So, listen, Janet, I sent you my email. I would love to have you on to talk about being Miss Asia USA. So, email me, and I'm going to give you my telephone number here too, Janet, so you can communicate with me, and I see if I can get you on the show to talk about the wonderful things that you're doing, lady. There's my phone number. Isn't this amazing? Look at all the amazing things that's happened. She was browsing the web, and the web directed her, Sharon, to our conversation. Isn't God amazing?
Totally. How fabulous.
Oh,
congrats,
okay.
Janet.
She's going to call now, but no, not that number. Let me give you the number to call now. 915-8166. This is the number that you call now, Janet. The other number is the number that that you're calling. Janet, you're calling the wrong number. Call the other number that's on the air, on the board. 646-915-8166. Please call that number. Okay, so she's going to call in, and then we're going to have a brief conversation with her. This ended up being a very exciting show.
So yes, we wait it was on wonderful.
Her call. Yeah, we only have 4 minutes, so you got to call quickly, Janet. We have 4 minutes before we close, but, oh, I had so much fun here.
So did I.
You. Yes. Okay, she says she's calling now, so. All right, she's on. Well, hello. Well, congratulations, Lady Asia USA.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
This is wonderful. I want you to keep my other number and the email, because I would love to have you on one of the shows to talk about what that is and how you came about getting that title.
Yes, I would like to share that to you and some of the people who want to listen, because my experience and the one that you said, the story, I was really, really touched about it, because that's what my life was. I was been mentally and emotionally abused by my first husband, but I never really think that there's no hope for me. But
wonderful. Well, I tell you, Janet, we only have 3 minutes remaining. The number that you called the first time, I want you to call it back after I get off the air, because I would love to book you for next Sunday's show. So we can have you on to talk about that.
Oh, yes, so, I would love to.
What are your thoughts about today's show? What do you think about it? Did you get anything from it? And what would you like to tell Sharon?
Well, I think that, we are strong. Keep it strong. And God's always behind us, whatever we do.
Yes.
And we always follow what we think in our hearts and believe in God. Because God is the answer to everything. He knows His plan for us.
Wonderful.
Yes, and just have hope and faith to yourself and to God.
Right. Wonderful. Well, Janet, please call me when I get off the air. I want to book you for next week. We are down to a mere 2 minutes. And I tell you, I just want to thank God for delivering today.
Yes.
And we just know that people got the tool to reinvent their life. And Sharon, I just want to thank you so very much. I look forward to having you back on the show to talk to us about energy work and what we can do. I want to remind people that we were all created for a destiny, and do not allow anyone to derail you. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long and follow your destiny.
Yes.
Thank you, Daphne. It was my pleasure. Such
You're welcome.
Blessing.
I will.
You
I will
tell
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. through, will you let me look in your heart?
You've been called to change